Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live from our granny flat.
My granny flat.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Tuesday. It is so good to see you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, good to see you too, Buzz.
Good to see you, Tommy Little. Thank you.
Oh, Buzzy.
Your favourite flannel.
Yep. Love it. Guys, you may remember some ripping radio that we punched out yesterday about my tyre, and you were outraged that I had a slow leak in my tyre, and so rather than get it replaced for a year, I've been going like every 3 days and I put air in my tyres.
I think I'm just jealous that you have time in your life to do that.
Yeah. I've got heaps of time to do heaps of stuff I want because I don't have anything. You know what I do on Sunday because...
Oh. No. That's not... You don't put me through that torture. It's not fair.
You know what I do Saturday?
Yeah, the same as Sunday. Lots of
anything
long lunches, breakfast.
Anything I want. Yeah, I was about to say that and then I realised I work Sundays and Saturdays. Hey, tyre chat. So then I went to put air in
last night.
So good
yesterday. We're going to do it again.
We're revisiting it. Whole show. Throw out the rundown, guys. I found out, because I was with a mate when I was blowing up the tyres, and he goes, what PSI is it? Because, you know, you have to put it into the machine.
It's a PSI.
Like it's the air pressure level.
Oh, is that what
and
it's
so,
called? Oh.
And so is this where we work out you've never blown up tyres?
Bike tyres, but not car tyres.
Okay. So you put in the number, right? And so yep. I said, what number? He said, what number? And I said, 32. And he goes, there's no way these wheels are 32. And he says, why would you think they would be 32? And I said, because the first time I went to put air in them, the last person had used 32, so I just assumed they're 32. And yeah, Buzz, your head in your hand.
42, right?
49.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
It's what they were meant to
so
be.
Oh, so you haven't been pumping it up enough.
And he said without enough pressure in, of course they'll be leaking because you've never pumped these tyres up enough, so they'll be leaking. So now problem solved.
Oh, so there's actually no leak in the tyre. There's no hole.
No, it's just because I've never put enough pressure in, he reckons.
Oh,
then there's nothing that keeps the air in there.
Wow.
Problem solved, guys.
Then. Amazing.
And you guys would have gone and bought new tyres like idiots.
Well, I was thinking that perhaps since I didn't get you anything for your birthday, I'd go give you a new tyre and surprise you with it. Great, don't have to do that now.
My birthday is next year, I'm pretty sure.
I never got you anything.
Hey, up next, I want to talk to you about a hostie said something about me when they thought I was asleep and couldn't hear them. And
amazing.
I had my eyes shut, but I wasn't asleep and I could hear them. And I'll tell you what it is next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've had quite a few calls already because I just mentioned that I thought I fixed my tyre problem on my car.
By pumping it up to what?
49 PSI, which my mate had told me. He goes, mate, these need to go up to 49. And I thought, oh, tyre pressure problem fixed. But Dale, you've rang in because you seem to think that's not the answer.
Yeah, definitely not, guys.
Why?
Well, do you notice it's a hard ride at all? Like a very hard ride at all?
Yeah, I thought it was going a lot quicker.
49 PSI would be like driving on rocks for wheels. not to mention a much higher risk of getting a puncture and actually just blowing your tyre altogether.
So could anything go up to 49?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like my old man, when he's towing the caravan, he'll punch he'll pump his tyres up to 45, and even that, like, without the caravan on the back, that is, the difference in the suspension is phenomenal. So
if what he, my mate told me that without
so
that much pressure.
So here's the way to solve your problem is just whack a caravan on the
whack
back.
Whack a caravan on the back. So my mate told me that without that much pressure, they'd be leaking. Has my mate just made that all up?
Yeah, well, I definitely, that does not sound like a reasonable.
So what do I do now, Dale? Do I let some air out or do I just?
I would say you would drive something like a Toyota Corolla or a Camry, something small, buzz about. It'll be about 36 to 38 max.
Sure, let's say that's right. Thanks, Dale. Great stuff. I did want to know. Can we just go back to Dale quickly? Dale, is there any chance my tyres will explode?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At that high pressure, if you were to drive over a half decade.
That's so fun. I'm going to go out this afternoon and try and hit some speed bumps. That's fun. If you hear an exploding car in your neighbourhood, come out and give me a lift somewhere because that's me.
Can you please do me a favour and rock up tomorrow with a caravan on the back? That would make me so happy.
Hey, Biggers, you know this about...
Yes, back to what we were going to talk about.
Yes. You know this about me, that whenever I'm on a plane, when it takes off, I rock to sleep. No matter what time of day, night, something about the taking off of a plane, and I fly every week, something about the taking off of a plane rocks me to sleep. Like
in fact, when you came to visit us when we were on holiday over summer and we were on a Jetstar flight home and I had a newborn baby and a toddler and a 10-year-old next to me, it was going to be a hell hour and 40 minutes, and within about 10 seconds of sitting down, I turned around and you were fast asleep. Yeah. And I was like, you prick. But the lady, the hostess, actually came up to me during the flight and said, Tommy's asleep. He's drooling. And I said, okay. And she goes, talk about that on the radio.
Because I do. I fall asleep whenever, as soon as I get on the plane for takeoff, I fall asleep. And then I wake up like with my mouth wide open and and panic. I have that like, where am I on a plane? Okay. But anyway, so I flew this morning and I had fallen asleep, but then I wake up soon after takeoff often. Now, I'd woken up and I had my headphones in, but nothing was playing. And it was then that I heard the hostie talking to the person next to me. And I heard her say something about me, not knowing that I was actually awake and could hear everything.
What did she say?
You know what she said? She said the weirdest sentence about me, because she said... Like, they were talking about me, and she said to the lady on the aisle, she said, yeah, he always wears scarves and always falls asleep. That's what
she
said.
I've never seen you wear a scarf.
I've never worn a scarf in my life. It's just because when I get on a plane.
Is she confusing you with Matt Preston?
No, I take my hoodie off and I put it, like, because you know how it can get hot and cold. So I put it around my neck like a pillow.
You put the arms around. Yes, right.
And so, she's just gone, yeah, he always falls asleep and always wears scarves.
But what's with the tone?
I know. It was like,
surely that's saving her interaction, saving her having to give you any food.
Yeah. And then she even she asked the lady, she goes, do you reckon he wants a water? And water. And the lady next to me goes, no, he'll vodka. Be right.
Do you know what, though? Do you think it's possible to sleep on a plane and look attractive?
Nah. I certainly haven't managed it. I reckon if I can't do it.
I reckon even Brad Pitt on a plane sleeping, everyone has the thing where their mouth goes, and there's always a bit of drool and their eyes flutter back a little bit and everyone looks unattractive.
Yep. This is what I love a sleeping person.
Yes. And no, a sleeping celebrity though.
Yeah.
Is what's good.
Thought it's a great chance to wheel out one of our old favourites, but tweak it a little, Buzzol.
I spy a sleeping celebrity.
Who have you spotted asleep that's famous? And we'll take the more obscure famous, the better. We do like, we prefer D grade over A grade, but we'll take anything.
I mean, I'll take a Brad Pitt sleeping though, because I'm intrigued to know if he looked hot still sleeping.
Oh, we're certainly not going to block your call. No. If you call up with Brad Pitt, we're not going to go, nah, not interesting enough, don't put it to air. Although... With the Muppets on our phones, I mean, who knows who gets 13 10 60.
You're on your own there.
13 10 60. Give us a call. Buzzor, what are we doing?
We are doing...
I spy a sleeping celebrity.
The Muppets on the buttons as well.
I've just got a message from one of the Muppets. Hang on, what did she say? Oh, God. I've offended our Muppets, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bringing back one of our favourites.
You going to go for a buzz or are you just going to...
My computer's broken.
I spy a sleeping celebrity.
This might all be part
of the plot.
Because I'll be surprised if we get many calls here because I did mention that our
you bagged our producers.
Our lovely producers that work
for phones. They've gone on strike.
I may have referred to them as Muppets. And to be honest, if they managed to take calls in between all the abusive messages that I got during that song.
Which you deserve.
Yep, that's fair. I'll be amazed. So
now we're talking about whether celebrities, whether anyone can look good sleeping on a plane, because you go to sleep as soon as you get on a plane. The lady was one of the flight attendants said you were drooling, and she wasn't saying that in a "oh, he's drooling" kind of way.
Does anybody ever say that?
Oh, with you, I bet you they do. But but we're asking the question: who have you spied on a plane? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I see you drooling, what? Close your mouth.
Well, help me. No, just help me.
No, I won't. It's,
okay. Okay.
I'll probably just watch and take some have you now pictures for Instagram.
Okay, good, good, good. Should we go to Rach? Rach, who have you spotted sleeping?
So this wasn't on a plane, but Hugh Jackman posted a picture of himself sleeping on Instagram, and he captioned it something along the lines of, you know, people say I don't look like I'm 50 until I'm sleeping.
Rach,
something
Rach,
like
hang
that,
on.
But it was really funny.
Rach, did you see him in real life, or did you see the picture on Instagram?
It was just a picture on Instagram, not real life.
To be fair, Tommy,
I'm going to need to get one of the Muppets on.
Yeah.
Caitlin.
No, to be fair, that is them giving you the finger. That's what that is. Oh.
Caitlin,
that is them giving you the finger.
Hey, mate, is this because I called you Muppets?
Not at all.
Belle, is this because I called you guys Muppets?
Exactly.
Well done, girls. Well done. Sarah, who did you see asleep on a plane?
No, I think we've changed it to Sarah. Have you also viewed Instagram recently?
No. I have spotted a celebrity on the plane, and it was the very own Kerry Bickmore.
Oh.
Was I asleep or awake?
You were asleep. You poor thing, though. You were pregnant. You were sick. It was coming home from the Logies on the Gold Coast last year.
Oh, there's still too much information now. It feels weirdly stalkerish.
Sorry about that.
Did you take a photo, Sarah?
No, God, no. I would never invade her privacy like that. No.
Oh,
gosh,
it's
no.
A pity, because you could have put it on Instagram and then Rachel could have seen it and called us back and retold the story.
Hey, Josh, who did you spy asleep?
Hey, how are you guys going?
Good.
Living the dream. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. I saw Zac Efron on a plane about a year ago.
Was he
Where
in
were
business?
You going from and to?
Oh, sorry.
I was flying from out of Sydney to LA.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Was he up the front end? He must have been, was he?
Not to brag, but yeah.
Oh, you were up the front end as well, Josh?
Yeah, I was.
Was he asleep?
Hang on. I've got questions about Josh.
First of all, I just want to know if he was asleep or was he awake?
No, he was fast asleep.
Oh, right.
Did you take a picture of him?
Not while he was sleeping, but when he woke up, yeah.
Did you? And Joshy, so were you in first class?
Look, mate, I don't like to talk about my personal life. I just need to answer a question.
Yeah, okay. So, yes.
No, but I was, yeah.
Yeah. What do you do with yourself, Josh?
Pardon?
What do you do? How are you so rich?
Plumbing, didn't you
I'm
say?
A student, mate. Parent money.
You're a student? Dealing a bit of gear on the side there,
I might just go scroll through Instagram and look for a sleeping celebrity while you have this chat.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now I'm time poor, okay? Got three kids and I don't have a lot of spare time. So when I go to do stuff, I've got to get it done quickly, okay?
Yep.
So this morning, thought before our meeting, I can duck out and get all of Evie's birthday presents because it's her birthday next week, right?
Yep.
Ducked out, was finishing, getting ready to come back, running late. I'm always running late. And nothing pisses me off more.
Whoa.
Then when you're driving through a car park and somebody, like the man I saw walking across the car park this morning, purposefully is an annoying little snot.
Snot. So how old, it's funny to call a man a little snot.
He was a little snot. So came around the corner with a bit of speed, I'll say, and then I went slow down. I wasn't fanging it, but came around the corner, trying to get out of the car park. And you can never get out of car parks. So I ran around. I couldn't find the exit. Yeah. And a man was walking across the car park and he was walking at an okay pace. He saw me. It irritated him that I was going a little bit fast in the car park.
Yes. You were
so he slowed down in front of me, so slow he was almost walking backwards while looking at me as he walked across. You know who you are, mate. I know that
you
I saw you.
Are.
We made eye contact this morning.
So Bickers.
And I almost got out of the car and whopped him in the face.
Where, whopped him in the face. I'm a woman from the 60s and I nearly whopped a man today.
I almost whopped the little snot in the face.
I nearly whopped that little snot right in his face.
Sir, it's
excuse
like when
me, sir. You're lucky like I don't give you a good whopping.
When people walk across a crosswalk, right? Now, oh, I get that it's your time when you're walking across a crosswalk. If the green man's going, you can walk.
Have you looked at a dictionary today and just gone, hey, these words haven't had a use in a while?
What, a crosswalk?
What's a crosswalk?
We cross the street. A pedestrian crossing. Is that
yeah,
better?
Yeah.
Okay, if the green man's going, you are free
crosswalk.
To go at whatever speed you want to go to. But if you're capable of going at a faster speed, that's the speed you should be operating at. Yes. Don't see that there's cars wanting to come past and go, you know what? I'm just going to slow it down to really irritate you.
Yeah, this is great. I reckon we should open this because I reckon there's groups of people like these specific slow walkers that everybody has that you just want to punch in the face. So I reckon we should do 13, 10, 60.
No, that's not punch in the face. That's whop in the face. Punch, I feel, is a bit aggressive.
Okay,
I don't feel like that's the
violence?
Right term. No, I don't think we should. And I stayed in the car. I didn't whop anybody.
Did you run him down? Tell me honestly. To win it, hide a body.
No, I gave him the evil eye, and my evil eye is almost as good as Julie Bishop's evil eye. You don't want to encounter my evil eye.
Okay, so are we doing 13, 10, 60, where do we hide the body? or are we doing what group of people would you like to whop?
Whop.
Is
that's
that what,
exactly
we're
what we're doing?
Who do you want to give a whopping to?
13, 10, 60, give us a call. Who do you want to give a whopping to? What group of people would you like to
Can
whop?
I add one?
Yeah, absolutely.
People who wear AirPods. You know the AirPods.
Oh, that's me. I wear them.
Oh, yep, and they're always fully charged.
I'd give you a right whopping.
I'd give me a whopping too, to be honest.
You little snot.
13, 10, 60, what group of people would you like to give a whop?
What little snots do you want
give
to whop?
Give us a call. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. 13, 10, 60, who do you want to... Who would you like to whop?
Because I saw a little snot in the car park today that I wanted to whop, who saw me driving along, knew I needed to get to work and decided to slow down his swagger just to piss me off. And it really
and
did piss
if
me
people
off.
Have just tuned in, because is whop a sexual term or what does it mean?
No, whop is not a sexual term.
What is it?
Well, I wanted to get out and... You know, inflict some form of
We thought inciting violence was too much, and we can't encourage that, so we've replaced it with the word what.
Jane, when did you want to whop someone? What group of people do you want to whop?
I totally agree with you, but I'm going to take it next level with the pedestrians. The people who press the button but walk before they're actually supposed to walk.
Oh, yeah, so they press the button, but then they've
But why? If you see a car coming, okay, fair enough, press the button. And I know you're not supposed to walk across without pressing the button, but you know if you're in the car and someone's pressed the button and you, oh, my God, you could have waited, and then the car could keep driving.
Yeah, so, because then you get a situation where sometimes you have to stop and there's no pedestrians crossing.
Exactly.
The green man's going, and you go, there's no one even here for me to whop.
Exactly.
I'd like to whop someone, but there's no one to whop.
That's good one, Jane. Trent, what group of people you want to whop, mate?
I'd love to whop the private school dads.
What have they done?
Yeah, I just reckon they walk around in their Ralph Lauren active gear with their chai latte and walking their little chihuahua. It's too big for their shoes.
Private school dads drinking a chai latte?
No, I've seen them.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Mate, I can't avoid them. I'm whopping them by accident
sometimes.
Go
around Hawthorne and you'll see them.
Yeah. I didn't know that Ralph Lauren did active wear.
No, well, they do for them.
They do, and they only let private school dads wear them. You've got to show your son's tuition fees before you can get into the store and buy it. It's very whop-worthy. Good on you, Trent. Let's go to Ruth. Ruth, who do you want to whop?
Hi, I want to whop the people waiting outside an elevator.
Why?
Well, aren't you ever in an elevator? You've come down, the elevator's packed, and you've got to get off. You open up the door and what's there? A whole group of people waiting to come in.
Oh,
how
and
the
blocking
hell are you supposed to get out?
And they're blocking your exit.
I get
what you mean. I feel like that with any out things. So, like, if you're getting
train.
Off
a, oh, yeah. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, anything where they don't leave you room to get out, even though they have to then get in. What about
the
people who?
I'm not whopping one. I'm whopping heaps.
You'll mate, you'll be whopped off your feet.
Whopping away all night.
What about one step further? When not only do they not make room, they get on before you've had your chance to get off.
And with a shopping trolley.
Oh, whop away.
Should we end on CJ? CJ, who do you want to whop?
I would love to whop the people that merge onto the freeway at 80 kilometres. It's clearly 100. So merge at 100, not 80. I don't want to slow down for that.
Yeah, bugger it, CJ. Why not merge at 120?
Why not? Make everyone's life a bit quicker and a bit better, you know?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, let's do this.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Our bits are a bit slow today. So there's been a lot of fallout since the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland aired. If you haven't seen it, it's on 10play. I've just watched the second part of it last night. It's very, very full on.
Right.
Were you going to say something?
No,
You had that look in your eye.
I was just trying to get Buzzy to turn down the bed a bit, to be honest. I couldn't hear you. You were delivering what sounded like depressing news over, I had upbeat music blaring in my ears.
I thought you were about to say something profound. But there's been a lot of financial talk about, the financial fallout and the cost to the Jackson estate. Obviously, there's been a lot of conversation about other things as well. But on the financial side of things, it's interesting whether people can separate the man from the music. So whether people are still streaming his songs, whether radio stations are still playing it. So they're saying that it'll probably cost about $55 million, the potential loss for streaming. So radio stations across the world have started pulling his music from their playlists. Thriller alone, that was 1982 he made that. Thriller alone was making $3.7 million a year just through royalties from people playing his song.
And didn't someone just buy all the rights to his music?
Yes. Isn't that because they're doing a that's not for the Broadway hit?
I think Sony or someone just bought all the rights to Christian, do you know?
Oh, yes. They signed a $350 million deal last year to distribute Jackson's recordings for 7 more years.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be happy with that purchase.
There's the Cirque du Soleil
show in Vegas, so that makes $330,000 a night. So that's $138 million they stand to lose. It's one of, it's a sellout. Every time they air it, that show, it's a sellout there. Because his music is, that's the problem. I was thinking about last night, I was watching it. His music is like the soundtrack to my childhood. And I was like, how can I listen to it now knowing, it was obviously the soundtrack to those poor boys' childhoods, not for the better too, in a very, very different way. And I wonder too how many people will publicly say they won't listen to his music anymore but will still privately listen to it. I think it's a huge thing to just go, I'm never going to listen to a Michael Jackson song ever again.
Will you listen to his music?
Well, I haven't since. And it was one of those horrible things as I was watching it, being reminded of all the different songs and the times that I've requested them at weddings and all of that. I loved his music. I loved it. But now when I think of him, all I can think of is those I was going to say boys' faces, those men's faces. And I just think of my son and then I just go, I don't know if I can.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't have the answer. I don't know. What about you? You're not a big fan of his music anyway, though, were
you? It's very easy for me, but because I'm not a fan, but I don't have moments like you've had where it's been life changing moments where you associate that with his music. So it's very easy for me to turn off.
Just not listen to it again.
Yeah.
Have you had an artist though that you've listened to that's done something then you've never been able to listen to them again?
I used to listen to Bill Cosby's comedy over and over again.
Yes, right.
I don't know people. Well, now I guess they forget maybe, but he did 3-hour specials of just some of the funniest. He'd often sit down, but stand-up comedy. And I would never listen to anything of Bill Cosby's again. You got something to dig us out of this hole?
No, but you do.
Oh, great. We're going to go into this. Here's the headline, Outrage at Public Dumpers. This is great because you'll love this. Dog
Gear
walkers. this is good. Dog walkers at Forest Hill Park have been aware that people have been using the public park as a toilet for years. Some of them, how good's this? Some of them bring their own toilet paper. The guy is quoted by saying they're very organised.
Hold on. Okay, go back to the beginning. A couple is going to a park and using the park to go to the toilet.
Well, I hadn't said that, but that is what has happened, yes. So just people in general are using this park as a public toilet, right? And
but not the public toilet in the park, just the park.
The park.
That's disgusting.
Yes, public dumpers. That's why there is outrage. I'll take you back to the headline. Outrage. Public dumpers. So much that Andrew has taken it upon himself to put up signs around the park stating, do not defecate here. It is a public park. And he's done so in several different languages. So you can't get away with that. Oh, that's not in my, that's not in my language. I didn't know. But here's the bit that I found really interesting. And that is, Isabel was walking her dogs at about 7:45 a.m. on a Sunday in February when she saw a man and woman squatting with their pants down in the park together, a couple. I mean, of the all the
that's
things
a romantic
heard,
morning together.
Of all the things that I've heard done, that is one of the weirder ones that a couple can do together.
Who do you think suggestion that was? Somebody would have had to have come up with the initial, hey, honey, do you want to?
I like to think it's actually a romantic moment. I like to think that one of them went, I really can't go, I'm busting, I'm going to do it in my pants. And the other one goes, just do it in the park. And they can say, I can't do it in the park. And they say, look, I'll do it as well to make you feel more comfortable. And suddenly we've got outrage at what is the most romantic moment that's ever happened in time, a public couple dumping.
No, but I think what made it weird was that happened once, but then every Sunday now they go do it. It's like a thing, and that's when it became weird.
Yeah.
And that's why you want to ask people about their weird things, don't you?
I want to know, what do you do as a couple that's a bit weird?
not like dumping in a park. I think we should move on from that.
Well, the closest thing I have to a partner in my life at the moment is my housemate, Luke McGregor.
Yeah.
And we are making a Lego pirate ship together, and that's pretty weird. So on 13 10 60, I'd love to know, what's the weird thing you do with your partner?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've got a bit of an issue, because and that is I think I've caused a rift in the team. That means our radio show as a whole is suffering. Right.
I feel like your issue is now affecting me, and I'm not okay with this.
I've definitely dragged you down with me. Yes.
You have.
So at the start of our show, I may have referred to our beautiful and lovely producers as Muppets. And since then, the quality of the phone calls that we have been putting to air has been nothing but absolutely shocking. And
I mean, at least we've had calls up until this point.
Yeah, well, I think they've finally cracked it, because I just put to air the suggestion on 13 10 60, what weird stuff do you do with your partner? Because there's a couple out there that are dumping in a park. And I thought, if that's not relatable content, well, blow me down. And we have not got one phone call around the whole country. And so I've got the Muppets in here, otherwise known as Caleb and
Belle.
I think
maybe stop calling them that, Starvis. Yes.
Sorry, Muppets. So, Muppets, have you or have you not sabotaged the show?
Absolutely not. Those calls.
That's Muppet Caitlin, if you're unfamiliar with the voice.
Those calls were brilliant.
You put there so far?
Yeah.
Maybe you just sabotaged the solicits.
Oh, you don't reckon my call out was good enough.
For people who don't understand is that perhaps your talk topic that you suggested wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't rate it.
No, I don't think Australia did, mate.
Oh, really? What would you have done?
I don't know. Sorry, I'm not quick thinking. Have you ever done a dump in a park? What's in the minds?
Let's
of those
test
people?
It out. 13 10 60. Give us a call.
Okay, let's see who's better at this job, Tommy or Caitlin, our producer.
Okay,
13 10 60. Have you ever done a in the park?
Oh, dump in the park. Stepping out of the studio to get on her phone to call in. Good. So we've got one.
Hey, Joe's called. We do have a caller. Oh, I was going to say, can we get Joe? But you guys are in here talking to us.
No, we might have to step out if you want us to do our job.
Okay.
We can get Joe if we want to talk to Joe.
Yep.
Oh,
we got Joe on the line.
Joe, did you take a dump? Did you take a dump in a park?
No.
What did you do?
Me and my partner like to pop each other's pimples.
Oh.
Can we go to Lauren? Lauren, are you there? Lauren, what are you and your hubby doing together?
What do we do? Oh, we shit together. on the toilet.
In a park or on the do you have two toilets? Talk to me.
It's on the toilet. So, as an example, so this morning, he usually gets up to go to work at like 7, so at 6 he wakes up, he does his morning poo, and I'll sit there and talk to him while he does that, and then he does that again in the afternoon.
Have you ever thought of going in at the same time? So you one sits down normally, and then the other one straddles them and sits on them facing the other way.
Stop it!
And you can
stop it.
Do you mean? The Muppets took us to this area.
The Muppets didn't. The Muppets didn't.
Okay, I think we've got Tanya on the line.
No,
Tanya, do you do something weird with your partner, or do you dump in the park?
No, Tanya's just dropped out.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm scared, Carrie, because I think Tommy's going to call me a Muppet in a second because he's going to be calling everyone Muppets.
I wouldn't dare call you a Muppet, but I do have to ask because let's be honest, we're new at this game and you've been doing this a lot longer than us. Mm. What do you think was a better talk topic then?
Yep.
What our producer Caitlin suggested, which was when did you dump in a park?
Yep.
Or Tommy's suggestion of what weird things do you do with your partner?
I know, I'm going to be honest. I rang my wife in a panic just before saying, what weird things do we do together? Because they're going to ask me about it and I can't think of anything. And she said, nah, got nothing. So we had a conference, mate. It was very hard with your topic.
Have you ever dumped in a park?
I've dumped in a park many times. On the footpath, on the nature strip.
What do you mean?
Oh, when I used to drink and as a young man, as you're walking home and it was just,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I stopped drinking. Part of the reason was that, there was a lot of, not a lot. Buzz, it was a little bit of that.
You said a lot.
Oh, a bit.
You suggested about 10 different places. That's a lot.
I know.
So anyway, well, that settles something for us.
I think I've got follow-up questions.
What? I think you need, first of all, to issue an apology to your Muppet friend who had a better talk topic suggestion than you.
And can I say, on the fact, on your talk topics, we're obviously trying to organise our show when you guys are on air, so I don't often know what you're talking about, but I get annoyed at how many calls you get. So, so to see you struggling was really good for me.
Hang on, can we just go back just to the revelation that we've just heard? Where's the weirdest place you've gone?
The worst for me was on a orientation camp for my university, and it was like I was sleeping in the back of my panel van, and I had a bad night, and then it was like the meet all my uni student new friends, and then it was, and I had to drive home because of what had gone on in that van. It was not good, and I wasn't happy about it.
You'd done it in the van?
Yeah. Well, when I got home, my mum said, "Did you have a stomach bug?" Because the whole family's had this stomach bug, and I said, "Yes, I did, Mum," but I had it in a place I shouldn't have had it. So it was shocking. It was terrible, and it was not funny. It's still not funny. But it was, no one could talk about it in front of me at uni. It probably ruined my uni. I'd be an accountant probably right now if that hadn't happened.
Having met your wife, it's so hard to reconcile that old you with the you now. Like, there is no way Holly would touch that old you with a 10-foot pole.
No, I wouldn't have gone anywhere near it, no doubt about it. So, yes, stopping drinking helped me become the man I am. So,
You say that because, like, some people would. Like, there's no one that hears that and goes, give us a bit of that.
Yeah, but you were hoping to get couples who do it together, in the back of vans.
He wanted weird things like watch Ice Road Truckers together or something. Like, that's what you wanted, didn't you?
So here's Hughes. Maybe if you want some Carrie and Tommy volume of calls in your show,
sure.
I suggest taking the Muppets' simple advice, and instead of trying to expand that out into, panel van
highbrow
adventures
stuff,
or something, just do when have you dumped in a panel van, give us a call, and you can do that as your first call.
Or maybe when have you dumped in a toilet, and that could really get the calls going, because everyone can relate to that, I believe.
Yeah, you'd rip through a lot of calls.
Maybe you will hear that up next, because Hughes and Kate, they are in to drive you home. We're back tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Satisfy your little monster with McCain Quick Chips. Microwave ready in 3 minutes. Boom, boom, boom.